is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bahamar, City of Hope, Epic Battery, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 32 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can find the islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. I am live today. I am not on vacation. This is not a pre-recording because all our pre-recorded shows say so at the beginning. But I'm live today. And I'm live today with an open show. This is an open line show today. We want to give you an opportunity to set the agenda in terms of anything you may wish to comment on today. So feel free to call, feel free to text. If you have any question about any subject matter, any comment about any subject matter, please, this is Open Line Tuesday. Today, you are free to comment as you wish on the show today. All right. So take advantage. You know, we said the agenda plenty. So take advantage of this occasion to raise whatever issue, whatever concern, whatever what you think I might think about it or react to it, whatever it is, don't be offensive and don't be silly about it, right? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, great show, you're Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, good man, how are you?
Great, thanks for letting the listeners drive the bus today. I have a quick question
for you, right? You're driving the bus today.
Yeah, I have a quick question for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do politicians who want to be elected, right, follow me on this, continuously come on talk shows, right, and don't take calls? Ain't that an election can be probably next year? Isn't that basically, right? I don't know. That don't make no sense. Make it make sense. Why don't you want to talk to the people? Isn't that counterproductive to being elected if you don't want to take calls?
Well, okay,
It doesn't make sense to me.
I heard you. Firstly, I'm going to say, I think that for the most part, if you are a political leader, whether you are a candidate or not, if you are a public person, you get on these shows, that you ought to open yourself for questioning. I believe that 100%. However, it is possible that you may wish to focus on a set of things that you want to be able to get out there. And you might decide, okay, I'm going to take this show to do that. So I don't want to take calls because I really want to get this message out. And that's to me is okay too, because when you take callers, callers can go and take the thing in a totally different direction. Totally different. So, but I do not believe it's appropriate for any political leader to come on these shows and constantly say, I don't want to take questions. That's nonsense. To me, that's nonsense. That's not being an effective public figure.
Okay, not thanks for letting me drive the bus.
Not a transparent one, not an accountable one. Okay? We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, it's Ivago. I'm calling from Grand Bahama.
Yes, sir.
I've got a real bad feeling of what's happening with our medical issues in the Bahamas, man. The government and talking about health care. I've had this rant in the last 3 months. And on two occasions, I had to be taken by ambulance. The first time I was put onto a wheelchair that had no leg, no feet rest, and no arm rest. It was like a flat.
It had no legs?
Had no foot rest. Wheelchair, you know, always have foot rest. Had no foot, I had a wrist. I had a back problem, but I was forced to have to lift my foot while they transport me into the emergency. Second time I went, I got a wheelchair this time with no leg rest, but had an arm this time. But all these inadequate supplies that we expect in this time and season of our history is ridiculous, man. They have a serious problem in Iran. Serious problem. I'm told by a relative that works there, she had to do 3 shifts this week when she should have been off after working 4 nights straight. There's shortage. It was complaining, but everybody's afraid to speak up about it. Please tell our Minister of Health, stop jiving our people and get things done, man, about our health care in the Bahamas, particularly in Grand Bahama. It's ridiculous. Somebody needs to go in there and tell a whole full story, man. It's bad. Bad, Jivago. Very bad.
Well, let me tell you, okay, so I cannot deny that you may have had a bad experience, 2 bad experiences in terms of what you did. I recently spent 3 days in the Rand Memorial Hospital. No. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that, bro. You don't know my experience. I listened to you and yours, and I didn't say a word. Did I say a word? You don't get to do that. Okay. Let me explain to you my experience, because that's one of the things that you guys do that is offensive to me. You discount the reality and the circumstances that we have because you think you're Shivago Lang. So I went to the Rand Memorial Hospital. When I got to the Rand Memorial Hospital, it was to the where you check in for the emergency side of it, right? And I went there and they said, no, you have to have a mask. So they gave me a mask. I went, they said, you have to go and take this form and fill it out and then take it to the nurse station. This is Shivago Lang. You nobody greet me there at the beginning. I went and filled up my form, gave it to the nurse. Nurse checked it, said, okay, you have to take it back to the register counter so you can register. I went and I registered. And I sat down like every single body else until they called my name. I went in the back. The nurse took me in the back. She sat me down in a little chair and took my vitals. And she said, okay, the doctor will come and see you afterward. I was in enormous pain. Enormous pain. And she put me in the corner with 3 other people. I was sitting down in a chair waiting to see the doctor. I waited for, I don't know if it was 1 or 2 hours or 3 hours. I waited to see the doctor. That was my experience. No special treatment, nothing. As a matter of fact, I waited for hours to see a colorectal surgeon before he decided, you know what, Shivago, you have to go. We have to put you under and blah, blah, blah. Nonsense talk about special treatment. Now, let me say it.
while I
was there, well, no, listen to me. While I was there, we saw lots of things that need to be addressed. But I also saw lots of reasons why the RAND is, to me, doing a very good job with what they have. That's all I'm saying. Not discounting your experience like you're trying to do mine.
Okay, I listen to you fully, and I understand the show. What you're talking about, I listen to every show that you do, and I agree with what you said, what happened to you. All right? Everything said is not really what you see. But if I walked in there, I have a very close relative that works there. And, of course, when I go in there, they would call the person's name and say, well, he's so-and-so, right? It happened to me, all right? And I understand that. But I wasn't talking about the service as much as about the provision of equipment, Chivago. The equipment, simple as a wheelchair. I want to focus on that. The provision of proper, I mean, I had a back problem, and I had a strain and excruciating pain to hold my feet while they wheeled me in. And on two occasions. And I'm saying at least they can provide proper transport to get
I agree with you 100%. It amazes me.
The service, I've never had a problem with service. I spend many times in there. The way that these people act and behave in terms of treating their patients, I have no complaints about that. I go through the same procedures that you went through, but the equipment is absolutely terrible, man.
I was on some of them equipment. I agree with you 100%. You know they got, you know they have the chair you lay down. It's a chair you lay down in, not the chair you're sitting in. You know what I want?
Well, you were going to the bed when they put me in.
Yeah, well, I was on. When I went there, the one I heard couldn't be adjusted.
They got serious problems that you and I don't know about, except somebody tells me. But I've got a very very close relative that works shifts. And she is tired. Short staff is a reality, man.
Yeah, very bad. They have issues. They have issues. They have issues, but with what they have to work with, I was talking about what the folks there do. But you're right. I mean, I often wonder, really, you know, bro. I often wonder to myself if we could. If we could enter into these arrangements to spend $500 million on roads and stuff like that, man, the hospital shouldn't have no equipment issues, man.
You got serious problems, my friend. Thank you so much for
I appreciate you calling, bro. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. We have any? Please give us a call if you wish. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to text us or call us. See, I see hope all is well with you and yours. All is well. As much as could be well. And I have no complaints. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, right here, man. What you say?
Right here, man. Tired, but I live, buddy.
Water, man. Plenty, plenty water.
I wake at home, so I got a little air conditioned to keep me cool.
No. I say drink water. You know, I find many times when I'm dragging and feel extremely exhausted, I drink two bottles straight of water, I feel like it makes a huge difference because a lot of us are dehydrated, whether we realize it or not.
As a matter of fact, I just drank some water, but I mean, it wasn't room temperature water. You know, people say drink room temperature water, but let me tell you something, buddy. If you drink room temperature water, you're going to die. If you drink cold water, you're gonna die.
Yeah, but we don't want to. We don't want to do that, man. That's not. We can't be taking that approach to life, man. If you eat, you're gonna die. Should you stop eating?
No. What I'm saying.
No. Encourage young people to drink water and encourage yourself to drink water. We don't have to do that.
Some people say
we have to do that. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Let's go. What's on your mind today?
I was trying to get in on Thursday, right? You're talking about the Prime Minister's and the statement that he made. Mm-hmm. And what I believe should have been written was that the person who wrote that for him, they should have said this, that the, you know, revenues, that preliminary data shows that revenues for the month of April would exceed the projected amount by $125 million. That is what they were trying to say. But where they put surplus there, it made it seem that this was a surplus of revenues. But you can't have a surplus of revenues until you've taken out your expenses. So that is what transpired there. By using
if they had said revenue, what?
It should have said that, because remember, the Prime Minister was really showing the performance of the government's revenue for that particular time. And we know that it was reported that government revenues were up, right? So he was just talking about, because remember he mentions, I think, $137 million that was that came in March. So he was just showing the performance of the government's revenues for that particular period. So
no, man, you're trying to be generous.
no, Mr. Lang. No, I am trying. No, he was talking about revenues, and if you talk about revenues,
he was not. I'm sorry, I read budget communication, brother.
Mr. Lang, you said in the last, on Thursday, that the Prime Minister, right, started off, he was talking about the revenues collection for that period, right?
No, I did not say that. Listen to me, brother, please. You communicate what you want to communicate. But don't tell me what I said. First of all, here's the thing. You don't need to give an explanation for what the Prime Minister said, you know. You know the Prime Minister gave an explanation himself? The Prime Minister said he was talking about the primary surplus. And the primary surplus is not just revenue. It's revenue less expenses, taking account for interest payments.
He
already, since that time, gave an explanation for what he really meant as opposed to what people think he meant.
So he knew what he meant, or...
Well, I don't know. He sense now saying he was talking about the primary surplus. He didn't say that in the budget. He just said surplus.
Right.
Then he came back and he said he was talking about the primary surplus.
Okay. I didn't hear him make that statement, because he was saying that he didn't say that. And I heard on another show that he said that, you know, he was just reading from what was given to him, right? So
that someone said he said that, or he said that?
No, someone said, he said that, you know, that these things are prepared by civil servants, you know. So he's just reading what was given to him. Right. He was talking about the performance of the country's revenues year.
No, sir. He was talking about the government's financial performance.
In terms of revenues.
Brother. It is not possible for a knowledgeable person to use the term surplus and only be talking about revenue. Not possible.
Because, Mr. Lang, the person who wrote it for him, because if you look,
I don't want you to do that to my audience. We promote education here. We don't promote ignorance on the show. That kind of talk would be absolute what you're talking about. That is not the case. There's no way to make that leap. No way possible. I'm sorry. No way. We have another call on the line. You know how, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Lang, yeah, I have a quick question, right?
Sure.
I'm just asking, did the government make any preparations, right, just in case, God forbid, we face another Dorian within the capital? I just want to know, because reality is that we live in a hurricane based zone, and this year is supposed to be a very active year. So do you think that, or do you know if the government have made any preparations just in case a Dorian hit the capital or another island?
Outside of the provisions made for the Ministry of National Disasters and, you know, outside of the funding for them and what might have been given to them, I am not aware of any specific hurricane-related allocations in the budget.
Because I'm asking that because we were ill-prepared for Dorian. But if something had happened within the capital, that would be a massive disaster. The whole country collapsed based on the capital effects.
I understand. I'm not aware of any specific anything for that purpose. I'm not.
I got you. All right, sir.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, brother. You know how incredible it is that a citizen in the country has to call in to try to explain what the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance said, leaning on some notion that the Prime Minister said he only just read what the civil servants prepared for him. Would you guys accept that from a credible situation in terms of your leadership? I don't even believe the Prime Minister said that. I really don't. Not even close. So you know this guy just muddied the water, read the PM's budget communication. Man, the PM is the Minister of Finance. 100%. See, I have challenged walking like 100 feet. I experienced the same thing at the Princess Margaret Hospital in Nassau. They put me in the same kind of wheelchair. I had to lift my feet up like room temperature water. But these days, I keep ordering water 6 at a time in the freezer. Oh, I was in, they say room temperature water, but I really wasn't talking about whether it's room temperature or not. I just get it in your system. You can get water in your system by straight up water. You can get it in your system through fruits and vegetables. Sometimes, in fact, they say we shouldn't have all of our water consumed direct as water. It should come through your other foods. I'm just saying keep yourself hydrated, right? We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. Open line today. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have an open line show today. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Can I mention something to you? The people who draft speeches in the Ministry of Finance, one of the most competent areas of government I know, are the most who draft them for the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the Minister of Finance. They draft them, and before they get to the Prime Minister, those things are vetted by, if not drafted by, the most senior people there. And those people are more knowledgeable about fiscal matters than the Prime Minister and most politicians in the country. These prime ministers who become ministers of finance are generally lawyers and stuff like that. Very few of them are economic or finance persons. Very few. What knowledge do they have of public finance, economics, and fiscal affairs? The people who draft the stuff for them are more knowledgeable than they are. So if the mistake is made, it ain't going to be made necessarily by them in terms of uses of terminology. So don't. You got to talk to somebody who ain't never been in the Ministry of Finance and start trying to use the little things to talk about what this is. Child, y'all could say what y'all want, but that's Simon Wilson. Simon Wilson's a very knowledgeable young man. Very knowledgeable about these matters. You think Simon can get surplus mixed up with revenue? Not Simon Wilson. Uh-uh. This text says, good afternoon, Lang. That's very sad to know what took place in Nassau on the weekend. Why is it so hard for us to understand? Nassau is like a sardine can. Until we take those sardines and put them in a bigger box, Nassau will remain the same. Nassau is overpopulated, developed, other island, spread people out. I guarantee you we will see a change. Trust me, whoever government does that will remain in power for life. First of all, Nassau is not overcrowded. It's not overpopulated, right? So you can't, I know you use the word overpopulated, but there is and are acceptable definitions of what we mean by overpopulated, right? New York City has more people per capita, per square foot than does Nassau, okay? And so do many other places, and they do not have the murder rates that we have in Nassau and in the Bahamas. So it's not true that it's overpopulation. It may certainly have something to do with it in relation to other parts of the Bahamas, but that's not the only thing to consider. And ain't nobody staying in power because they do know one thing in this Bahamas. Nobody. when the murder rate was low, ain't nobody stay in power. So this says, good day, sir. I don't think government should make persons pay real property tax on homes that persons are paying the banks for, because the owners don't own homes until they already paid the bank back. So why government want to make them pay real property tax while they don't own as yet? What do you think about that? Well, up to what? $250,000, you don't pay any real property tax anyhow. So you've got exemption on that first part of it. So yes, technically you and the bank has a mortgage over your home. So it isn't that the bank owns the home with you, but it does have a mortgage over it, which you signed and signed over. So, you know, that the government makes you pay, nobody want to pay taxes at all, ever. But the government makes you pay taxes, I don't know that because you shouldn't be charged one, but it would be a good exemption. You could, that could be a good exemption, a good incentive for homeowners. So I wouldn't be opposed to that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Mr. Light?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. You just addressed something that while I was holding, you mentioned. I was just wondering if we should expect ministers of finance to have intimate knowledge of finance, of their budget, because the prime minister argued passionately that, and I, listening from the House, as I usually do, I gather that Quincy Thompson is very knowledgeable about accounting. And so, but he had a very passionate back and forth to say that Quincy Thompson, Mr. Thompson, was wrong. And I'm just wondering should we expect our ministers of finance to have an intimate knowledge of this budget? I mean, it was extremely embarrassing to watch.
Well, first of all, yeah. The budget is not a financially technical document. It's not at all. Okay. It isn't. So having being an economist or a financial expert isn't necessary to go through the budget. The budget is a very simple document if you take any kind of time to read it. So that's not the case. And and a minister of finance doesn't have to be technically sound. That's why he has a financial secretary. That's why he has other technical experts. Yeah. What he has to do is to be curious. He has to be willing to listen, and then he has to be analytical and understand the things that his technical people say to him. So you don't have to be. If you get one that's technically sound that way, okay, so maybe that's a plus. But that's not his job, you know. As Minister of Finance, his job is to oversee government policy, not the technical execution of the policy.
Incidentally,
Kwesi Thompson is not very knowledgeable about accounting and not very knowledgeable about public finance. What he has been is someone who took some time to learn some of the things as he had responsibility in that area.
Well, I was just about to say, because it seemed to me if the Prime Minister had just taken 5 minutes to read the speech, I mean, from the time that it was mentioned that he said there was going to be a surplus when there was a deficit, if he had just taken 5 minutes to read that section of his speech, then he would have known, well, I did say surplus and not deficit. And so
I agree with you.
He didn't do that. And it was really embarrassing to watch. And, you know, he had a chair in session in the back there. And nobody seemed to be, well, he did say surplus and not deficit. So, you know, I guess lack of preparation in that regard.
Yeah. You know, you gotta, in this, first, especially if you're in the Ministry of Finance, you have to take some time to do the unsexy work of understanding what it is that you are involved with. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parts of being a Minister of Finance that's not sexy work at all.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate your calling, man. Thank you. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Oh, second caller dropped. Sorry about that. This says property taxes are the first charge on your property and then any bank mortgage. Yep. Any government debt is a first charge on your situation. Before anybody else gets paid, the government gets paid. That's the reality. Not just your mortgage. If you owe the government and it's time to fessy up and all the debtors come looking, government getting its money. You could have a subordinated or a superior debt or no debt, whatever the deal is, government gets its money. Says exemption on homes value $300,000 and under now. Oh, it's up to $300,000. Wow, that's even better. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. I got to drink my water cold, man. My room temperature is hitting my belly. I wouldn't even call some name, Brown Odell. I'm right here, it's cold.
Listen, I love cold water too. I ain't gonna lie, yeah, but I could because of time, cold. I could stomach drinking the room temperature now.
Yeah. Early in the morning or late in the night, but if you come outside the hot sun out there and you walk from the parking lot to the shop or something, you want cold water.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't drink as much cold water as you could drink room temperature though.
Yeah, that cold water is still right about that. Yeah, man. Okay. Sometimes it's so cold it hurts the top of your mouth and all that thing like that.
Yeah. What's going on?
A couple of weeks ago, the Prime Minister Brave Givens was in Florida. Mm-hmm. To one summit or something like that, and then it was a white gentleman.
Yeah, he was to the Bahamian Diaspora Conference.
Right, exactly. When the white gentleman, he saved us millions of dollars and things. But when the Prime Minister was saying Bahamians would live over there in Florida and other Americans would live in Florida must come to the Bahamas and come to our islands and invest and have second homes and all that and invest to boost up our islands. But when I say, no, man, Mr. Prime Minister, man. Some them islands, we have a lot of work to do to them islands before you saying that you're more like putting the cart before the horse. Now, look what's going on in them islands right now, see? In Abaco with the current. In Lelucha with the current. Days off without current. We only can embarrass the Bahamas. When we tell them come big, they'll bring their second homes down here and can put businesses down. They bring their families down here on vacation for the summer, current off for 3-4 days. Everything's boiled up in the deep freeze. They dead hot. That sea breeze alone can't do it. No, man, we got to fix the islands them first before we
That's
go to Florida
point.
Encouraging people to come invest in our islands, man. We can't put
That's
the cart before the horse.
That's a good point. It's a good point because people are having some terrible experiences with the power situation in some of these islands and underwater situation.
Yes, underwater, yeah, and then we just start dealing with roads now before the election. So we got to get all that straight before we go there and tell them people come invest their money down here because we only can embarrass ourselves. I see. I can let someone else get
Thanks
it before
a lot.
They know
us. Thanks a lot. You know, that point he's making isn't lost on some people. I've had some discussions with investors who have indicated to me, and they were very seriously considering what it is we are doing in the way of infrastructure and other things, because they said, you know, before we go and make this pitch to some of the significant personalities we are looking at, it says we really need to be assured that we won't be, this is with their words, embarrassed by these shortcomings. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I heard a conversation you had earlier, and it reminded me of the book, The Republic by Plato, talking about if a man is a lawyer and a doctor, he can only be half as good a lawyer as he can and half as good a doctor as he can. He wants to be the best at either. He should specialize and focus on one thing to be the best at that particular thing. When you were talking about the finance minister, I wonder, wouldn't it be more sufficient to have the best financial mind in the country leading that department, just as any other department would have, you know, the best agricultural mind be the Minister of Agriculture, so on and so forth. Don't you think that would be a beneficial?
Actually not really, because remember the job of a minister is political director writ, and their responsibility is to shepherd government's policy. And government's policy isn't written by technical experts. Government policy is written by politicians who, whether they consult with the public or they consult experts or otherwise, develop policies that they believe can set the country in a positive or progressive direction. So that's the job of the minister. That's the job of the minister in education, in finance, wherever else there is. They have technical experts. That's why they have directors and people who the director oversees. That's why they have financial secretaries they oversee. They are technical experts. You can buy advice. Your job is to be able to take that advice in considering the development and execution of government and the development of government policy. It's no different than a CEO could be the CEO of Mattel, Ford, a pharmaceutical firm, etc. You're looking for leadership there. You're not looking for technical expertise.
that the CEO would represent the Prime Minister. We're talking about a company. The CEO would hire the best person in marketing to be the head of marketing. Hire the best person of whatever department.
No, ministers don't. That's different. See, you don't get to say because you the prime minister we're talking about. No, ministers are essentially, just as you heard, the prime minister is the prime minister is the prime minister, meaning the chief minister. The ministers are the same as him, a minister. So they both do the same thing.
However, wouldn't the ministers be considered heads of department while the prime minister is the CEO?
No, sir. The prime minister is more the chairman of a committee, which is the agenda setting person. They're no different. The two of them are ministers.
So when you buy advice, but you don't really understand the full expertise of the advice you're buying, to determine whether
intelligent person could sit in an executive position and never understand all the details of physics. But in terms of policy matters, no intelligent person could make the excuse that I don't understand this. That's not so. No way.
But they wouldn't admit it, obviously, because of pride.
But if they can't understand it, then you appointed the wrong kind of person, not because they have no technical expertise. You just hired somebody who's not intelligent.
And it wouldn't be beneficial. So I agree. So would it not be beneficial then to seek someone who we are sure understands the expertise?
No, because you need somebody who understands, who also understands why you are there, which is to be a public policy person. And you need somebody who understands public policy. And you need somebody who understands political realities and that kind of stuff too.
I suppose I get what you mean. There's the administrative and then there's the politics.
Yeah, because you could have somebody who's so technically sound that they are ignorant of the fact that, man, I can't do that particular policy right now because my people can't take that.
Always goes back to the people.
Good point.
I remember.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you calling. Do we have another caller on the line? Another caller? No? Okay. This says, good day, Shivago. Always good to listen to you as you willingly impart knowledge to us on your show. Please note that I sounded the alarm sometime back to radio and TV stations when they would have reported the screams of families at murder scenes. I thought there has been some improvement in the area. However, sadly, ZNS TV station dropped the ball on Saturday when they showed the mother of one of the young men on the ground who had fainted at the crime scene. Please remind these media houses, people are entitled when there is a time of grief and they are in a vulnerable state. Okay. I understand. I hear you. They heard you. It's kind of difficult when you're covering a matter. You should exercise some discretion with respect to, you know, but boy, news is news, these folks would say sometimes. All right, this says, Mr. Lang, I know what that man is talking. I went to SMH or PMH, and the wheelchair had no foot rest. Okay, understand. Z Live, about the budget, has Mr. Davis confirmed if there was a surplus or a deficit for April? Man, confirmed. We know there was no surplus. There was a $2 million deficit. I don't know if he confirmed it, but the fiscal report confirmed it. There was a $2 million deficit. That's it. This text says, if the prime minister said that he should be fired in the real world on a real job, if an executive says something like that, he will be fired. It says, 5 more years of Prime Minister Davis stumbling over his words and saying he did not say what he said. We could do better than this, Bahamas brave. Davis is poor, terrible, horrible excuse for Prime Minister. Stack says, the Minister of Finance needs to fire his financial secretary. He's doing a bad job. People are complaining contractors are not being paid when this was waiting for their money. Then the Prime Minister needs to simply resign. You fired a financial secretary? You fired a financial secretary for? The prime minister and Minister of Finance, there was an error in the budget. He never said that. Never said there was an error in my budget communication. Never said there was an error. So he has only since said, no, what I was saying was this, 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 and that. So what you fired the financial secretary for? And the financial secretary is supposed to get contractors paid? The financial secretary. No, the Minister of Finance job is to find money to meet government obligation. You all realize that? It is the Minister of Finance's responsibility to find money to fund government operations. That's the job of the Minister of Finance. But you want to fire the financial secretary. Okay. This text says the Minister of Finance needs to fire. Oh, I just read that. So excuse me, Z. Any new information on who is the government official who agreed to help traffic drugs to the United States for $2 million? Any new information on the indictments? There's no information on who the government official is who was alleged by one of the indicted persons to be willing to participate in the trafficking of drugs. Okay? No new information on that. Okay, so open line today, folks. We're going to take a break for news, and then when we come back, we will continue our discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. The news break.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent interacting conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, today is open line. talk about what you want to talk about, ask what you want to ask, comment on what you want to comment on. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, but isn't Simon the minister? You're being facetious, man. Prime Minister is the Minister of Finance. He is the Minister with Portfolio for Finance. Simon Wilson is a technical officer, the head technical advisor to the government, hence the financial secretary. That's who he is. And y'all could put all kind of weight on Simon y'all want. Simon Wilson has a heavy task to deal with all the technical responsibilities of the Ministry of Finance, including budget operations, revenue operations, and stuff like that. And so, any questions, ladies and gentlemen? Any comments, please? Please, open line today. See, I'm not driving this bus, as somebody said today. Giving you a chance. Ask your questions. Make your comments. Don't say, line dictate today. I don't dictate nothing today. Says, do you know what that was all about on the news? Prime Minister Davis saying that Minister Colby Davis will be nominated in the next general election for the PLP. What that all about? I thought they haven't nominated anyone yet. Well, he's just saying that she'll be nominated. Doesn't mean they've nominated somebody yet. But he has the right to say that. He's the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party. And he can say whoever he believes is going to be nominated. So that's not a problem at all. Not at all. If Michael Pindar came and says, we are going to nominate so-and-so and so-and-so, he could do that. He can say that. Don't mean it happened. And it may not even actually happen, but that's what he believes and wants to say. It could happen. This says NHIA has yet to pay its providers the outstanding funds for July. 60%. There's probably a lot of that. People who haven't gotten all their payments yet. That's not unusual. It says, Mr. Lang, every time I land here from the great United States, I get depressed. I often say to myself, back to this third world place. Wow. That's a statement that could invoke shouts of, I feel you, brother, I understand. And also some anger on the part of people too, because here's the reality. As a general rule, as a general statement, there's no question that the United States of America offers, and some people might dispute this these days, offers a quality of life, a level of effectiveness and efficiency of operation, whether it's in private or public sector in some ways, that is not matched by us in the Bahamas. But it is also true that most of you who go to the United States of America don't go to all parts of the United States of America. You don't. You don't go to some of America's tear-up cities, some of its depressed, economically depressed cities, like some parts of Detroit or Chicago or some of the rural districts. You don't do that. You go to Miami or Florida and you only go to the touristic parts of them. So you get the feeling that life is so grand in America. And it's a delusion for some people because they know what they live in America. So all parts of America is not the same. Trust me. I drive up and down all kinds of places in Florida. in Miami and so forth, all kinds of places. And what we when we say we go to Disney World in Orlando, we don't be in Orlando, you know. We be in Kissimmee. You should see some parts of Orlando. It's awful, terrible. And the people there complain bitterly about life. Some of the rural districts where all this opioid addiction and all this poverty exists, where people live in trailer homes in awful conditions. So, but there is certainly, it is easy when you go to some parts of America, some parts of United Kingdom, some parts of Europe, some parts mostly those places. And you come home, you say, boy, we could do better, man. Oh, my father, we could do better. Because we can seem a bit backward and inefficient and slow and just so hard to get things done. But that's not always true of America. I have a friend who did business in America, and they talked about all the hoops and hurdles they had to go through and all the people who were so ignorant about how to get things done. So, this says, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, see, I guess I'll say this. Yeah, Saturday, hey. We're going down. You might be going to pick up a stray bullet. But look at the United States. Look what happened in there. Look what happened yesterday in the Target parking lot. Look how easy you could lose your life. Look what happened in the NFL office and things like that.
Look what happened at the CDC office where the person shoot 150 rounds a bullet in the CDC office and killed a police.
Exactly,
they said
exactly.
That not more people were killed.
Yeah, in New York, that police officer, he's off that day. He's trying to make extra money. The man have two daughters and his wife pregnant. Man, you could usually lose your life way more easier than over here. Give me the Bahamas, boy. I'll take over here. You walking in the parking lot, the crazy lunatic in Austin, Texas yesterday, in the mall, the schools. Look at the schools. Wait, give me the Bahamas. Yeah, that's all I want to say.
No, we thank you, brother. We glorify places sometimes and pee on ourselves, but the truth is we have good and bad everywhere. But as a general rule, depending on where you go in America, there is certainly lots to be said between what they have going on and what we have going on. So I understand the text, though. I understand what they're saying. It says, Mr. Lang, do you know what is the status of Adrian Gripson's trial, or has it been concluded? The trial is still going on. This says, is it better, in your opinion, to put multifamily real estate as short-term or long-term rentals? Well, the reality is whether you put anything as short or long-term depends on the market. So if market conditions allow for short-term rentals that meet your financial obligations and goals, then do that. If long-term rental meet those financial obligations and goals, then do that. So there's never any one or straight answer to any question. It always depends on your circumstances. It always depends on the market conditions. It always depends on what meets your particular objectives in terms of financial goals and stuff. On the line, do we? Any other caller? Okay, this text says, I know what it's like in those places you are talking about, but it is sad coming to the Bahamas and seeing that nothing has changed, just getting worse. And I think to myself, since we became independent, nothing much has changed. Wow. We need to stop comparing ourselves to other countries and believe, why can't we be leaders to show what a country can look like? Well, if you be leader to show what a country can look like, wouldn't you still be comparing yourself? Isn't that a comparison? Well, because why you have to show anybody? Why have to show? Why don't you just develop yourself to the fullest and let it stop there and enjoy yourself and enjoy what you develop? Why you have to be a leader? Because you only could lead if you're comparing yourself to somebody else to say, I'm ahead of them. All right? So you are actually contradicting your own self in that regard. But I do get the point. Just develop yourself and try to get to your maximum place of development. But that's, folks, that's a journey, man. I mean, you guys, listen, we're going to be here for 100 years. And somebody's going to still be saying, we can do better. Right? But what you have to be able to do is mark progress. And I don't agree with you. I absolutely don't agree with you that we haven't made any progress since 1973. There's no way for any objective person to look at the statistics in the Bahamas and say that. You cannot say that. We have more college-educated people than ever before, more high school graduates than ever before. We have more better physical infrastructure in this country than we had in 1973. We have more prosperous people than ever we did before. We have a larger middle class than ever we did before. Because you can't say that. That just defies everything that I believe in when we start to talk about ourselves. That doesn't mean we're great. That doesn't mean we're super. That doesn't mean we're fantastic. We don't have to lie on ourselves. We don't have to misreport on ourselves. We don't have to be inaccurate about ourselves. This text says, IZ, do you think that the sale of the Grand Lucayan Hotel will be finalized anytime soon? It depends on what you mean by soon. I don't know what you mean by soon. It says, or was that all a hoax? I don't believe it was a hoax. I don't believe that at all. It says, I hope that the Grand Bahamians are paying close attention. You have to hope that? Please. Grand Bahamians would be paying as much attention to their own circumstances as anybody else in the Commonwealth and the Bahamas. Any questions, comments? Open line today, 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316 from the Family Island, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. When you guys stop sending in comments and calls, I'm going to end the show. It's open line today, and I mean that. This text says, the performance of this government is so bad, PLP supporters are not calling and defending, especially the foolishness what the Prime Minister says. You think so? Maybe they're waiting for later on. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Wonderful. Not bad. So,
super.
Just want to ask you a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been accusing Mr. Pintard as being one of the former leaders of the country who has not done anything for the country. But Mr. Pintard has never had an opportunity and a chance to become the leader of this country. And I ask you, do you think that the people can trust Mr. Pintard?
Well, okay, you done?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. So, firstly, though, the fact that Mr. Pintard was a part of the Minnis administration means that he was one of the leaders of the country. And therefore, whatever good, and there were good, whatever bad, and there were bad, that was a part of that administration, he has to own as a part of his collective participation in that government. But he was not prime minister, and so you didn't go around saying the Pintard administration. He wasn't even the deputy prime minister or the deputy leader. He was a minister. So he wasn't, it was called the Minnis administration for a reason. And so there is a degree to which you could not put on him the ultimate buck-stopping reality because he was never prime minister, not even deputy prime minister. But he will and can be labeled with any of the gains or missteps of that administration. Can Mr. Pintad be trusted? To my mind, absolutely so. 100% so. I have no reason to believe he cannot be trusted. So that's my view. All right. Do we have another call on the line? Okay. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I had to call to talk about what the treasonous statements of that person earlier about comparing Bahamas to what they call it, the Great America. I
God. Right.
Man, let me tell you, man. Look, I'm not even originally from the Bahamas, and I love this country. I've lived here for 3 years. I would not leave. It is an amazing country. And let me tell you, no country is perfect. It's a young country. You can't compare American civilization that's been around for hundreds of years to a new country. You can't compare them. It's not, mm-hmm. And the problem is, people like that person are leaving countries like the Bahamas in droves to try to run to America. And America ends up getting all the best from all the countries around the world that come and build up America because they don't stay and build their own country. People like this person who wants to be in the Great America and doesn't want to be in the third world Bahamas is what keeps Bahamas back for a much longer time than it needs to because of the brain drain. Instead of coming to their country, recognizing the value in this country, how beautiful this country. I've been to many places in the world. Hands down, and I'm not being biased, best beaches in the entire world. Come on, man. Stay here. If you think it's a third world country, help to bring it to first world income.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate you calling. You know, I'll never forget that I was making a statement to Archdeacon Thompson, the late Archdeacon Thompson, about the Bahamas versus the United States of America. And he told me, he said, you know, just as that caller said, he said, Lang, we have to be careful in this country comparing ourselves to countries who have been around for hundreds of years, thousands of years in the case of China. He says, because there is something to be said for having that much tenure in your history. He said, we are an infant country in many ways. We say we turn 50, we think that means something. 50 is plenty age for you as a human being for countries. Man, wake up. You know, wake up. Wake up. that ain't no plenty time in a country. But he made that point, and I think it's a sober point to be made and cause us to remember. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, I had to call back for two reasons. One of them is that I respect you highly. I hope you continue to stay on Guardian Radio because you have kept it real, honest, and true. You know, Proverbs says, forget not my laws, let thine heart keep my commandment for length of days, long life, and peace shall be added unto you. Let not truth and mercy forsake you. Let not truth and mercy forsake you. Bind them about your neck and write them in a table of the heart. If most men keep that character, this world would be a better world. Now, I have another question for you, sir. You
yes,
being
sir.
The character that you are, will you ever come back into politics? And I'll hang up to listen.
First of all, me, human being, me, listen, man, I got enough faults to dish out. Thank God for Jesus and thank goodness for his grace and for his mercy. But my mind and my heart is set at being every day a better human being, proving myself and mending for my errors and trying not to repeat them and to try to find virtues in my conduct and all the time. I can't say I would never return to politics. I cannot say that. I always tell people it's not on my mind today. It's not something I'm seeking to do today. But I can't say I'll never return to politics. I always leave room in my life for God to do what he has to do with me, even sometimes when I want to do different, even sometimes when I'm determined and decided to do different. I have to leave room in my life for God to do what he wants to do and for me to change my mind if I want to change my mind. But I could never say no. Okay. Any other callers on the line? Producer? No? Okay. We got some text here. say, yes, you will come back in due time. We need you desperately. People always need you until they fire you, man. I somebody tell me that the other day. So, man, the country needs you. And I said, boy, we don't throw away things we need. So, man, I said, well, you all kicked me out of office when I was trying to go back in, so you can't need me. say, Lang F is not failing. It's just try to figure it out. Okay, I like that. I like that. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that, man. Bless you, yeah? We need to tell our kids that. We don't need them to be aiming for aim for A, but if you get an F, you need to go back at it. You know, I was reading something recently where they were saying that this person was saying that they, somebody put it in the chat, was saying that they spent some time with Eskimos, I think they were, and that they noticed that these people never get angry, no matter what happens. They even saw incidents just happen. And they don't get angry. And so they were wondering, like, how come these people don't get angry? And then they figured out that one time they saw a child acting out in the Eskimo community. And the parent said to the child, hit me. Gave him something and say, throw it at me. And the parent covered their face, their eyes. And the child threw the thing. And they said, throw it harder. And threw it harder. And then the parent started crying and pretending to be weeping and all that kind of stuff. Saying that, and in that way, what happens is they're teaching their children to empathize with people as opposed to shouting at them and raging at them and calling them this and that and the next thing so that they learn that way. And imagine sometimes when we say to these children, you know, you got this F and you can do much better than this, much better than this. And so we got to figure out why you got this F and how you can get that A. I like that. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. So, Mr. Lang, I don't know if you will read this, but I am pleased with the PM and his government. As an employee, I feel like my voice is being heard on labor issues. There was a time when we could not speak up about the workplace abuse we were experiencing, but when we spoke to the Minister of Labor and PM about our issues, they both went into action to stop it. My workplace is much better than it was before because they took our issues seriously. Why would I not read this? Listen, man, I'm so sorry that you all have some impression. Listen, man, you have a good report about the Prime Minister and his government. Bless the Lord, man. I know the Prime Minister those are doing some good things. I know that. Minister of Education and that. I know that. Minister of Labor and Public Service and that. I know that. And so no man, please, if you have a good report on the government, please send it in. My God, I read. Even the nasty notes people have said about me, I read. I wouldn't read that. It says, have we reached a psychological critical mass that would make it possible for the Bahamas to make shifts in how it looks at itself and what kind of country we want to be? Maybe not. But, you know, I do believe that a part of how we see ourselves and why we see ourselves the way we see ourselves is that we have a dwindling prosperity across the middle-class community. And there is not much they are seeing in the way of improving conditions too. And then when you combine that with the difficulty with which it seems to do almost anything in the country, let me give you an example of something. this may make you all laugh. When I was home, I was carrying some food in some pots. And the road was so bad, all the food, juice, gravy spill out on the car. I did the same thing in the United States of America and not one spillage until I had to make a sudden stop. But in terms of the road, it wasn't a problem. So sometimes you have to deal with them kind of things among voices out of places, you know? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. Open line today. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get ready to catch the thrill and win with Shell. Fuel up with $20 or more and unlock your shot at unforgettable prizes.
We're talking regatta trips to Exuma and Harbor Island.
Free fuel, grocery vouchers, water park passes, and more. Just snap your receipt and WhatsApp it to us at 242-422-0271. The vibes are high, the prizes are hot, and the summer is yours to win with Shell. Only at participating Shell stations in Nassau. Now through August 27th. Terms and conditions apply.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-0. Open line today. We're listening to your calls, texts, thoughts. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Please run us the lead of the FNM so that the party will return to the country. You think you need that to happen? No, you want the party returned to the FNM. You got to go out there and wait for Michael Pintard and the FNM to get in office, just like the PLP got to wait for Prime Minister Davis and them to get in office. You ain't need me. You need them. This Texas, good day, Zhivago. Trust all is well with you. Kindly note, I stepped away. I'm checking to see if you read my messages yet. I did, in fact. And I was telling them that I... Hold on. Was this you I read? Yeah, I did read it. And I was saying I didn't... I think it's a little tricky with the press about... not recording what is clearly news, including a mother distraught. But I mean, I understand the point. And those whose judgment it is to make, I'm sure they heard me when I read your text. This says, lying with the government trying to take over John Kunu, is it a setup for a bigger win for the brother of the PM? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that will affect things one way or the other, not in terms of the John Kunu itself. It says, my message hasn't been read yet. This says, Mr. Lang, is it normal for a deal to be going on 2 years without being tabled or making it public and talking about the PPL deal. I'm talking about the PPL deal, my power going up left, right, and center, but haven't been told what the whole deal is about. Could this not be tabled and election is caught? Yeah, they don't have to table it. They don't have to table the deal at all. There's no law requiring the government to table a deal, and it's not unusual because there are many deals some administrations make and never table. There's no law that requires the tabling. I think it is not good governance to not disclose deals to the public that you are making. I think so, especially significant deals. I think that that's not the best thing, but there's no law requiring it. We have a call on the line. You know, I think when the FNM comes to office, they should pass a law requiring the tabling of heads of agreement in Parliament if there's no such law, as far as I know. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, call, listening to you. When the FNM win, if the FNM wins, let me fix that. If the PLP wins, they should do it when they come back. If they don't do it now, I think they should. Any administration, if the COI win, they should do it. All of them should commit to passing legislation to require the government to publish heads of agreement and other deals that they make on behalf of the public. I believe that it should be the law of the Bahamas. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, yes, hi.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. I hardly call in, but I had to call in today. There's
Thank
so many,
you.
Like the man from Freeport who's complaining about the wheelchair and they ain't got no parking. Mm. Tell him use some of his old age pension. I am an old age pensioner. And slowly pay on the chair. And the person who's buying the chair for might even help him and give him one. And add to the inventory at the hospital.
Mm.
Also to the ones who's he's saying that, oh, when he go to the United States, it's so, I mean, it, you know, when you visit hell. I mean, it's nice and glorious until when you come back and you say, oh, no, not supposed to be like that. They say, because that's when you was visiting. Now you're here permanently.
Do you know that I got surgery on my knee in the United States of America twice. Twice in New Jersey. One of the times I had to go after the surgery to the hospital, I stayed in that waiting room for 3 or 4 hours and didn't see a doctor. And just got some painkillers to try and do something with the pain. And God, thank God it subsided. But I 4 hours, just like home.
That's right. Tell them, I mean, and big up the Bahamas, not drag it down, because they're the very ones who are pulling the system down, the ones who complain and ain't trying to build it up. Anyway, I had to say that today.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. We could do, the government of the Bahamas could do better with the supplies of some things. I know we can do better because the government can't tell me for some of those things it can't find money, man. It is a question of focus and priority. That's what it is, a question of focus and priority. And I think that we just do not pay attention to the little foxes that spoil the vine. We like trying to put a new fresh coat of paint on the outside of our house, build one new guest house on our house, and doggone it, the doorknob could be fixed. The little hole in the roof in the corner could be patched properly. There's so many little things that make the house more livable as a functioning house while we out there trying to impress people with these things we're doing. Legacy chasing is a political miscarriage in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Legacy, we love to be able to say, oh, I do that karma. The Atlantis, build a big hospital. I did that. And then all the little chair and them don't got no books. The chair and them living in got 3 legs. Man, oh man. One day, just someone who just very sensibly say, you know what? My people shouldn't be riding on these old bus up roads. please pave the road. Oh, but we need a brand new hospital. I'd like to get to that. But you know, my folk can't get enough doctors and can't get enough nurses. They can't get enough MRI machine and dialysis machine. I'm going to spend the money that way, do what we could do with this thing we have, and maybe one day when we grow this economy enough, when we become wealthy enough, we could get this big, massive hospital that we are trying to get and these kinds of things. That's just me. I have to do that in my own home. Sometimes I see things that I would love to do in my house. They are aesthetic. They are grand. And I think to myself, Shibago, you know, you can't do that right now because you got to do this and you got to do that. I ain't got all that kind of money that I could do every and anything I want. You know, I have a list. I have a list of items that I'd like to buy for my house. The list might be about $2,000-something if I got everything that I was trying to get. I ain't getting the list right there. Still right there. Been there for months and months and months. And it could stay there until I could really afford it while I'm doing all the other things I have to do. Pay the chair and them school fees. And some things I can't do still. Still, people chasing me. They want this paid and that paid. I can get to them. But you got my point is you got to have priorities, man. You got to be able to, you know, you could do what you could do and some things you can't do, right? Taxi, low-hanging fruits. That's true. Yes, they are. We describe them as low-hanging fruits, but I describe them as things that just make the house function better. The Bahamas is our house. And we can just make it function better, man. I mean, I think Bahamians would appreciate it if things just functioned better. That's it, you know what I mean? Just functioned better. I think that when you get people compare the United States to the Bahamas, the United States, some of the things they're talking about is just things functioning better. But now why we want things to function better, we got to function better too, because we go to the United States of America and we obey all the people and rules. We put the seatbelt on. We run them on them traffic light. We ain't profit none of that because we know them. If them people catch us, dog eat your lunch. Then we come home and play crazy and do all kinds of stupidness in the Bahamas. And I've seen it. I told my own kids that. I said, you all be dogging the Bahamas. But guess what? You wouldn't dare go to American Airlines or Spirit or one of them late. But you'll show up the Bahamas there half hour before the plane leave and expect them people them to still have your reservation, though. Say, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It seems like Anton only called your show when the PLP is on a roll. Since the PM made that blunder on the budget, Anton don't call the shows anymore. So you all know Anton is get tied up sometimes, you know, and then he's pop up. So I'm not coming down on Anton today. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, and then when we come back in this open line show, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Zucchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated tasting events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shababu, I'm your host. So glad to join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where we've had an open line show today. I'm taking your texts and calls and talking about the things that you have been wanting to talk about in these remaining moments. If you want to, give us a call. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us at 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What say ye in these last moments of the show? What say ye? Text us, call us. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Thanks for taking my call, Papa.
Hey, Papa. Yes? I wanted to say, I'm so glad you called. I wanted to say this to you from the other day.
One second, Minister. If you want me, if you want to hear from me or you want me to call, not because I ain't calling me. I got to listen to you so you can sort it out anytime.
Sorry, I got you, brother. I got you. But let me tell you, I wanted to say this to you. You know, You offer such a dynamic contribution to these shows. Sometimes we really even forget that you are blind, you know. I mean, seriously, like you just like it's like you just so fully engaged in this society that we don't even think we just hear somebody talking.
See, if I can say something to that. Let me see. I want to interrupt you, but I appreciate you taking time to tell me that. But you know. I see people. I ain't born blind, right? So I have the privilege to be able to see before. So I think I have an idea how people would think on someone who have a challenge, blind, deaf, or what they ever doing, old rage, what a better word, or standing or doing some magnificent things, right? See, them disabled people, in the wheelchair, deaf, or whatever, or blind, they still have a brain. See, it's only your brain working. Don't worry about that. Them things you use them as stepping stones, they just challenges, okay? And like some people say, life would have been boring. But I love to see, to watch TV, play basketball, and see my children, what I get to see. You know what I mean? So I like to see. But in the meantime, being blind, it must be like a horse on a track with blindness and make you concentrate on important things, which you really need to be concentrating on in this cold world we're living in. So another thing is, too, when you say be more, like, over the years, then, and
I can say, even since my boy dead, LeVon Bannister, because that's to be my little eyes politically. We used to do things together and do things then, but life still going on. I like 5 or 4 years was older than him. My point is that people have that view that, oh, you see him there complaining. I hear someone say it. Papa, he was friendly with the PLP. He was this with the PLP. Now things ain't going his way, and he complaining and complaining. So they say maybe the F&M people might like that or whatsoever, but I don't see it that way. I see F&M people. I see PLP people. I appreciate the people acknowledging. If you need to improve or if you're doing something with sense. See, I older now. You understand what I say?
Right.
See,
maybe sure, all of us.
I was younger too, and it ain't only but 5 or 10 years then gone or whatsoever. I might have, I can say it in this way, I might have been looking for friends. You know what I mean? or not needing friends. You know, I might have been, I had it mixed up. I didn't really understand. But I see what is the bottom line.
We appreciate you.
The thing about it, I can go right now, Minister. When they talk about how Pop was to be this and friendly with them, I always was the same person where I was, but I used to more find time to look for the good things with the government. But it's so kind of terrible right now, right? The overshining the good. And like, but the way how they conducting themselves and they going about it, it's like they really secretive and it's like they don't understand they servants to us. They think this. They think they run it. But you were saying, Minister, and I can tell you what I call for right now.
No, I that's what I wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Minister. I listened back there to really get the full what you were saying. But, Minister, I was wondering if you was able to watch that clip what came out lately with Joe Leader, Carlos Leader, what he had to say about when he was here in the Bahamas and stuff like that. If you ain't get to see it yet, Joe Leader, Carlos.
I did not know.
Okay. Someone was saying something, but I ain't listened to it fully. I was wondering what your view is, if you'd had a chance.
Yeah.
One last thing. In Jamaica, they have an election. They call it. I they do the same thing like what we do here. Between the nomination day and election day, it's only be like 16 or 15 days, say, but 2 weeks, say.
You mean in Jamaica or here?
Well, I think we do the same thing here. It's be like
no,
2 weeks.
No. It's 90 days. 90 days. Nomination day and election? Yeah, I think it's 90 days. I could be wrong.
90 days? I got to check that too. Because he called it, the Prime Minister over there, and he said nomination day is on the 8th. It's on the...
Now, nomination day might be a different thing, but election, I don't think you call election and you have election 30 days.
August and on the 3rd of September, he called for election. So that's like 16 days. And I listen to the people over there. I know if you're following over there with the election and stuff. It seems like the holiness man, the prime minister, like they do something with crime. The crime either drop or whatever. So you get people over there on social media, some of the people there, they saying like he kill a lot of people and they should vote him out and it's time for the PNP. But boy, it sounds like this man going for a third time. When he get the second time the other day, JLP. Jamaica Labour Party. I thought Minister would have went. I was wondering if Minister was going to get a second time too. But this one here in the Caribbean, him and now next one from Dominica, the Dominica man, the Prime Minister, he must be going for six or seven times. Scarrett? Must he for 6 or 7 times? So I was wondering.
All I can tell you is things is look one way. I am told by some people who know. That there's some challenges, for the government there in Jamaica.
Anything is possible. Do you think he get a third time?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Can't say the impossible.
Everyone is doing things differently because I would have thought like how Dr. Minnis was trying his best in the COVID, at least to some of us, right? Feel like he was trying. He could have done better, but he's trying to save life, right? We thought like he would have get a second time, but that man over there is trying to save lives too, and he get a second time. And right now they saying he, at least allegedly, in a lot of corruption their government, and it seems like anything is possible. They might be going for a third time, but I don't see that happening here in the Bahamas.
Feeling.
You say you tell me one time feelings. You know when I tell you, but Trump, we don't always what you know, and I agree with you. I have a strong
Or what people want to do. You know, what people want to do.
Yeah. But, Minister, keep up the good work. Minister, would you say that what I was telling you, but I mean, and you understand what I was telling you, how people see me and how I feel about those.
Yeah, man. But you know, people, like, if you talk the way people want, they like that. If you don't talk the way people want, then they don't like that. So, you know.
Yeah. And I, as a Sagittarius, we normally, we don't tell you what you want here. We tell you sometimes it might sound rough and hard, but we tell you what we think it is, you know. Keep up the good work, Minister. Thanks, man. I see, learn a lot listening to you, brother.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Thanks.
They need you. No. Yeah, you don't throw away good things. We throw him away now. We need him. He's doing a good job right here educating us. Don't get involved, brother. Let them appoint you when they come in the government. PLPOF, man. Tell them appoint you. That's what they need to do.
Take care, man. Appreciate you calling. This says, as soon as practicable after the issue of the proclamation summoning a new House of Assembly that shall be issued, the writs of election bearing the same date and except where a poll is countermanded in accordance with the provisions of this act, there shall be not less than 21 nor more than 30 days between the issue and return of the writ. And I got to read that in plain English one day. This says, generally there are shortages of common supplies on PMH wards as simple as gloves, causing frustration among nurses and doctors. A new hospital cafeteria is much needed too. You should ensure that these inventory items are ordered and available. See, that's what I'm talking about, right? Small matters. That's what I'm talking about. Small matters. So the period between the dissolution of Parliament and Election Day must be at least 21 days. At least. So you can't do it in less than 21 days. Yeah. This text says, appointment, yes, not PLP, though. Tell Papa stop. You know, the PLP, I have an appointment under PLP. I serve as the deputy chair of the BNSI, but I got that appointment under the Minister's administration and maintained it in this administration. You know, you serve the government of Bahamas. I would never say the Minister of Education asked me to serve on a teacher morale committee. I served as a deputy chair on that committee. I serve the government of the Bahamas, right? And so once you're the government, now not the PLP, not the FNM, you're the government of the Bahamas. Unless I decide that I'm going to run in the PLP and I'm going to run on the FNM or something like that, that's a different matter. But once the government is decided, and I can be of help, and I am here to serve my country. That's the reality, and I mean that with all my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join us today. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. God spares life. We'll get back to you tomorrow. Have a super evening. Together, through the storm, whatever, when-